Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Tuesday morning. What's up? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... on those delicious vibes. 585-252-9800.
Every morning, Moose is eating the vibes. I'm not really sure why. He's like, tasty. I'm like, what?
Tasty. They're delicious. Let's hear them. Let's let it rip this morning.
Not you eating your words. All right. Who is here? Good morning and happy Tuesday from Nico and Steven.
Hey-o!
Just chiming in about the temp setting for the AC we were talking about yesterday. Breeze 62 degrees all day, baby.
You guys are nuts. Listen, I went to my parents last night. I had the same conversation. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys keep your thermostat at? Like close to 68, 69. I go, really? It was 72 when I got home yesterday. I turned it up to 73. It was so cold.
Oh, my God.
It was cold.
It's giving old man.
You know what it is? I think your thermostat is different than mine. I think mine gets... My air is colder.
So...
There's no way.
I will say this.
You're going to come into my place and feel warm. There's no way.
I think it's different when you have like central air.
That's what it is.
Like I have a unit.
Oh, you have a window unit.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Well, it's not a window unit. It's in the wall. But
right.
There's one unit for the whole apartment.
Oh, that was talking central air. I'm sorry. Not everyone has that luxury. I don't think it's the same. It's definitely not the same.
It might not be. I mean, I don't think keeping central air at 62 is
right,
common.
That's what I thought we were talking about. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because if you have just that one trying to blast through the whole apartment.
It's got
to
be ice cold.
Sure.
And it is. I mean.
Well, we figured that out. Our listener Carmen called in yesterday morning. He's like, Moose, 64 in the apartment all day. Really? Anywho, who else is here?
I'm curious to know if that's Nico and Steve's case, too, because they literally just said they got a new air conditioner.
Yeah, well.
So, I don't know. I think that's a discussion for maybe tomorrow. Who else is here? We have Jessica weighing in. Jess says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this morning. Going to try a new restaurant tonight, new to me at least, and I'm excited about that.
Let us
know.
Are
you going on a date?
What are you doing? What's happening tonight?
Tell us. I love it.
Yeah, where are you going tonight? There's a lot of new hotspots popping up around the city.
Period.
Right? Who's that lucky guy that's going to take you out?
Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight.
All right. And then last but not least, Maddie's here. Maddie says, good morning. I'm feeling good today because last night I got a lot of cleaning done because I felt as if it was too hot to leave my house.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
So I go over to my parents. Okay, thank you, Maddie, for that. So I go over to my parents last night to go swim in the pool. And I look at my mom, and I think we can talk about this tomorrow too. But like, I look at my mom and I'm like, are you going to come swimming with us? She's like, nah, it's too hot. I was like,
it's too hot.
It's too hot. What do you mean? She's like, it's too hot to go swimming. I'm like, okay, like we're going to be submerged in a pool of water. She's like, I also just showered, so no.
Well, she doesn't want the chlorine on her.
Well, it's salt water.
You have a salt water pool?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about privilege?
Having a saltwater pool over chlorine is super privileged.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's actually cheaper.
No, it's a luxury. I went to my parents' pool too yesterday. I still reek of chlorine.
Oof. Yeah.
You should text my dad. How come we don't have salt?
He's like, lose my number. But I don't know. It's, I feel like women have like a harder time with bodies of water and pools because they don't want to wash their hair again. Like for men, it's like, okay, you don't, do you wash your hair every time you get in the shower?
Oh, no.
Right.
No, not every time.
So.
I don't want to wipe all the beautiful oils out of my hair.
Oh, yes, of course. Big oil guy. Huge oil guy.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
You can condition every day, but you don't want to wash.
What? Oh, my God. What is happening?
Yeah, so vibes are up. Glad they're up with you guys, too. Yesterday, the whole family was at my parents'. I went over there around 2:30, and then we just swam, had lunch, then had dinner. It was a good day. Today's going to be a really nice day, too. Another hot one, 92, definitely going to feel the humidity. Heat index is going to be close to 100 again, and then we're going to definitely see the sun all day today. So try and stay cool. Coming up for
the boat.
Big story of the day. Breezy, get that wetsuit on. This is called Movies in the Park, and it's a great opportunity for family and friends to get together, spend time outdoors this summer. It goes from June to September. I'll tell you what it is, and if you are broke and you need some ideas for date night, this could be one of them. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's an annual summer tradition, and it's back, along with an opportunity to watch a favorite movie. Monroe County yesterday announced the Movies in the Park lineup.
Yes.
This is a family-friendly series, you guys, of movie screenings at popular spots all around the county. And this is going to run from June all the way until September. It's completely free, so if you're looking for a creative date night, this would be it. Or considering you're completely broke, maybe you should just stay home and not date. But if you're looking to score some points on creativity, this might be it. It's way different from sitting in your normal movie theater. But Movies in the Park is a great opportunity for just, you know, friends and family to get together, spend some time outdoors this summer, and enjoy a few all-time favorite films for free. First one is going to be June 27th. It's this Friday. Moana 2 at Ontario Beach Park. One of my niece's favorites.
Moana.
You can tell I'm a big fan too.
Yeah, he's like, I'm obsessed.
Thursday, July 17th, Angels in the Outfield at Innovative Field right here where our Red Wings play. Friday, July 25th, Madagascar at Seneca Park Zoo. That's going to be fun. You can go right to the zoo and watch this film with the tigers and lions and bears.
Wonder if they'll let us come.
Probably not. Well, we got to get Lauren Childs on the phone, to director of Seneca Park.
We got to run it up the flagpole first.
And then obviously Homeward Bound at Innovative Field, August 7th, August 15th, October Sky. And then Friday, August 29th is The Wild Robot at Webster Park. The county says the movies will start about a half hour after the sunset, but movies at Innovative Field are always going to begin at 7 p.m. There's a full list. Don't know where it's located. It's right on their website. You can go to what's happening around town.
The wheels are coming off.
.com/Rochester_ Adam Bello.
Okay, really good here. Thank you. I'll just post on our Instagram.
Yeah, if you can, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But this is something that I don't know how long they've actually been doing this. We used to do something like this.
Never heard of this before in my life.
I used to do something similar to this on the West Coast, but they would do it at the cemetery. Every Friday night, they play a different film.
The cemetery?
The Forest Lawn Cemetery. Yeah, it's that big Hollywood cemetery everyone's buried at. Like, it's an interesting spot. But okay.
Oh my goodness. All right. Coming up next, when it comes to propaganda, you think of a couple things that pop in your head. Normally, sure. It's like political, right? Or that's how I learned what propaganda was in history class. But there's a trend going on around TikTok right now titled Propaganda I Won't Be Falling For. And I thought it would be fun if Moose and I made our own list of propaganda that we will not be falling for. And this can be anything. This can be anything from self-care to image to friendship, drink, food, anything in between. It's kind of like There I Said It, but a little different.
Oh, so it doesn't need to be super heavy.
No, no.
Oh, then I should probably change my list up.
Oh, jeez. It's going to get really dark coming up next.
NAPXY is free. And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Breezy, you brought this up this morning that it's cycling around TikTok. People are announcing what propaganda they refuse to believe in.
Yeah, and I found this to be
quite interesting. What are you not falling for? And we each came up with a list. Breezy did five. I did five. I think mine might be a little bit more intense.
Perfect.
I don't know if I did this right, but I'm going to let you start, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you came up with.
So for people who maybe missed like history, propaganda is the communication that is primarily used to influence or persuade an audience to further an agenda. So, I mean, a lot of it, you know, when you learn about propaganda is mostly based around politics.
Sure.
But I think, you know, as we get older, we realize that propaganda is around us all over. And I think that most influencers are pushing propaganda, if I'm being honest. I mean, that's literally their job.
It's also what we choose to believe in.
Correct.
As well.
So do you want to go back and forth or do you want me to just do my list? And then?
Yeah, let's go back and forth. Okay. You read one. All right. Well, this is starting off. And if you guys have some and you want to text in 585-252-9800, would love to hear what it is. Oh, Breezy's flatlining on the air.
Excuse me. Jiminy. All right. Propaganda I will not be falling for as a 31-year-old.
Okay.
Snapchat. If you're on Snapchat past the age of 21, we can't be friends and we won't be communicating that way. There's no need for you to be on Snapchat past the age of 21. There, I said it.
Past the age of 31.
21.
21. Got it. No Snapchat.
No.
My first one, speaking of politics, is voting always leads to change. I 100% disagree. I think a majority of the time your vote is just an opinion. Also, the people we vote for always have an agenda. Just because they say they're going to do something doesn't mean they're going to do it. We've seen this time and time again. Voting always leads to change. Yeah, right.
Propaganda Moose is simply not falling for. Moose is like very deep. Mine's like, anyway, it's coffee.
All right.
My next one is Pilates. I am not falling for the Pilates obsession and propaganda. Everyone's obsessed. We have to go to Pilates in our cute little set. And Pilates is life changing. Nope. Not believing it. I won't.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I'm not doing it. I won't do it. I've done Pilates before. It's not that I'm against it. It's not like I'm, you know, don't knock it till you try it. I've tried it. And if you love that for you, amazing. But I'm not going to do it just because it's super trendy and I'm obsessed. I'm not doing it.
Number two on the list, plastic recycling will save the planet. Not true. A majority of places that say they recycle, they don't. It looks better if they do, sure. But all that plastic you spend so much time separating and making sure it goes into the proper bin, I have news for you. It ends up in a landfill. Plastic straws are not the problem. I'm pissed.
That Moose was like literally running for office. I'm like, anyways.
Okay, let's go hold worse lip gloss. Go ahead, Breeze.
My next one is the I'm not rude, I'm just blunt mindset.
Oh,
no,
yes.
You're just a bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry, love you.
That's a good one.
No, you're not. I mean, listen, everything within reason and everything, you know, here and there, and you can throw one-liners and be funny. But if you're just being rude and blaming it on being blunt or just kidding, no, it's not funny, and you need to go take a comedy class, a course in comedy.
There she said it.
There I said it.
Number three, propaganda I refuse to believe in. This $90 serum will change your life.
Period.
Stop it. Stop Period. It. Especially the ladies. And listen, I get it. You want it to work. You really, truly want it to work. A majority of you would not be spending money on some of this crap skincare if you truly know what was in it. And trust me, you're talking to a skincare expert.
Yeah, I had mine that I'm not going to use because it's too similar to yours, but a 10-step skincare routine.
The 10-step.
It's not.
Okay, we're on the same page with that.
Especially when you're 14.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
The anti-aging serum. You're 10, so you don't need that. Well, I mean, that means a lot coming from you, given the fact that you did do that for quite some time as a career. So thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
Propaganda I will not be falling for, not now and not ever. Coffee, it's not needed.
Oh, stop
it. It's not needed. Don't need coffee.
Breeze.
The whole, don't talk to me until I make coffee. I'm sorry I'm off today. I just haven't had coffee yet.
Oh, those are extreme.
No, you don't need coffee, period. You can retrain your body to function without coffee and stop craving coffee.
But we don't want to do that.
You should.
We prefer a cup of coffee in the morning.
You're killing your body with every cup.
What? How? Caffeine, you're insane.
It's not.
All right.
It's not good for you.
Number four on my list is crystals will solve all your problems. It's not. Stop it. If your problem is needing more shiny rocks on your windowsill, you got to talk to someone. I will not believe in it. People that carry around rocks in their pockets.
But my Aura Moonstone gemstones. They'll save my relationship.
I've had them.
My rose quartz.
They were sitting on the balcony all night absorbing the moon's energy. All right, you want me to just do number five or you got one?
My last one.
All right, go for it.
Is propaganda I will not be falling for is asking someone when they are getting married and when they are having kids. To be honest, Rebecca, it's none of your business. So you don't need to ask someone that because at the end of the day, you don't know what someone's going through. You don't know if they're having infertility issues. You don't know if their relationship is honestly the worst and they just make it look great on Instagram.
Sure.
So normalize not asking people very intimate questions if you're not on that level with them.
That's
Thank
a good
you.
One. There you go. And my last one, propaganda I refuse to believe in, is number five, being able to multitask shows how productive a person is. I disagree. Because these people are typically, they tend to be some of the most unorganized people I have ever met. Just because you're doing a lot doesn't necessarily mean you're getting a lot done. All right. There I said it.
A direct shot towards me.
I do have a text coming in from Mark that says retail therapy equals self-care. I disagree. This is what my wife believes until you see our bank account and it's in the negative.
Right? How about taking it a step further and saying buying something and calling it therapy, anything, I needed this, isn't true. It's not true.
I could be that guy sometimes. Usually on a Friday after the show, I love to hit the mall after I love to hit Eastview Mall after the show on Friday. I like to treat myself to a little something.
Therapy.
After a hard work, week.
Yeah.
Got to get some new Jordans, some new clothes.
Moose Ghost just got paid, and now I'm basically rationed for the rest of the
Yeah, and what's sad about that is all of this stuff is going to end up at Goodwill in like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to call. I did spring cleaning. It's really sad.
98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What's the most random, ridiculous way you or someone you know got injured? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800 is the number to text or call. We would love to hear some of your stories on this one this morning. Now, just a quick trigger warning here, because I know it's still early. What I'm about to share with you guys is somewhat horrifying, okay?
Horrid.
Yesterday, I called a friend of mine. He told me his sister's in the hospital because of a freak accident. She bought her first home in Fairport, okay? Decided she thought it was a good idea to go outside on a Sunday and cut the lawn barefoot. And for whatever reason, I still can't figure this out. But my buddy told me his sister stuck her foot right underneath the lawnmower, I guess to try and remove something that got caught. And the blade took her toe and index toe clean off. The big toe and the one next to it.
I love that you called it an index toe.
That's what it is. It's your index
toe. Her pointer toe.
That's what it's called. She called 911. The paramedic found her toe with the ring still on it. Okay,
oh, she had a toe ring.
She had a toe ring.
Big toe ring girl.
Apparently.
Toe ring girl.
She has pretty feet. Unfortunately, they were not able to attach her toes back on. But the good news is she still has 8 out of her toes left.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. How traumatizing is that? And I started thinking about it, and I feel so bad for this girl. I would imagine this would be more devastating for some women than it would be for men. Women love to wear open-toe shoes,
yeah,
paint their nails.
Yeah.
It would still somewhat be devastating for men if they lost their toes, but we just throw on a pair of socks, cover it up, unless you're a foot model, in which case your career is completely down the toilet. But this poor girl, I'm like, how do you even get over that? That's PTSD. Is she ever going to cut the lawn again?
That's PTSD. No. I mean, at that point, hire out. At that point, absolutely hire out.
Hire out?
I mean, first of all, there's so many issues.
What would possess somebody to want to put their bare foot anywhere near a blade?
Not only does that probably hurt so incredibly bad, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not going to be a pleasant feeling. But also, you must feel so silly.
You must feel, yeah.
Like I
really messed up. I feel so stupid.
So dumb. I mean, I know it's not the best choice of words to use, but I mean, very mild incident took place over the weekend with me. I don't know if you've noticed. I have a black eye right here.
Oh, I see a mark. Yeah. Sure.
So I was braiding my hair, as one does, and I had like the ends and I wanted to like get them wet because they were like really just like out of control. So I wanted to wet them and just like smooth them out. And I bent over to put my hair in the faucet and I smashed my eye on the actual
the
faucet itself.
The nozzy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's painful.
So I'm scream crying, obviously throwing my body on the ground. And my girlfriend's like, it's a small blemish.
It's a small blemish.
So dramatic.
You are. I'm surprised you didn't show up to work the next day in a neck brace.
It was
like
a lot.
Like one would do. Let's hear from some of our listeners this morning on some of the most random ways you were injured. Alyssa is texting in this morning. It says, burnt my forehead on my curling iron because I was trying to FaceTime and do my hair at the same time. I had a line across my head for 2 weeks. Oh, God.
Mine was always like
the skin off your forehead.
The forehead. Or when you do it on your neck and then everyone thinks it's like
a
hickey.
Yeah.
Like it's just the curling iron.
When was the last time you got a hickey?
Yeah.
Long time ago, right?
Yeah.
God, who's still giving each other hickeys as adults?
I know.
Let's grow up here.
It's a lot.
Morning, guys. One time I dropped my phone on my face while laying in bed, ended up with a bloody nose.
Oh, no.
I've done it. I didn't get a bloody nose.
We've all done it.
I've dropped my phone on my face so many times at night. It's stupid.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, this is a low point for me for sure.
Here's one from Joe. Joe can relate. Morning, guys. Moose, my father-in-law, who actually did landscaping and mowed the lawn for years, he chopped his fingers off by sticking his hand under the mower to pull out chunks of wet grass. We will never figure out what possessed him to do that. Why would somebody do that? I don't understand. Are you under the influence?
It's also like,
who's sticking their hand under a lawnmower when it's on?
Yeah, no.
What did you think was going to happen?
It's also like when people go and get something out of the oven and they just touch it and they don't even think about it.
I've done that.
Like,
I have done that.
Come on.
But I would never come close. And I cut the lawn all the time.
You don't even have a lawn. lawn. What are you talking about?
I go to my parents.
Because I do it all the time.
Listen, I cut the lawn for years growing up.
He's cut the lawn like one time this summer at his parents. He's like, I do it like literally all the time.
I deal with the landscaping, okay? I'm just so confused on who would stick their toe and hand underneath a lawnmower when the blade's running.
I can't.
Fun fact, too, you guys. I found out after I heard this story that your pinky toe is one of the most important toes on the foot.
It keeps you balanced.
It keeps your entire body balanced.
That's why I'm always off balance, because mine doesn't touch the ground.
Yeah, Breezy's pinky toe points
airborne
straight up.
At all times.
It's like, where are you headed?
Thanks for flying JetBlue.
And that's your fun fact of the day.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
25.
If you are absolutely dying in this heat and you have underlying health conditions, well, this one might be for you. So listen up. Governor Kathy Hochul has launched a new program, helping New Yorkers with asthma stay cool this summer and manage their increased risk of health issues related to these scorcher temperatures, very high, record high temperatures. The Essential Cooling Program is an initiative to provide free air conditioners to people enrolled in the state's Essential Plan. And they're trying to look out for them and their asthma and their other underlying health issues. To qualify, people must meet the following requirements, which is be enrolled in the New York Essential Plan, have present asthma or experience asthmatic symptoms, and get a doctor's note as well. If you have not gotten a cooling unit in the last 5 years through another home energy assist cooling program as well, that is another qualification. But the deadline you can submit for this is August 31st, which obviously is probably when you're not going to need an air conditioner anymore. But this was being rolled out yesterday. So if this is you and you think you can benefit from this, let our girl Governor Kathy Hochul know.
Give Kathy the old texty 123. I think we've had some hot Septembers. They're still going to need air.
We definitely have, for sure.
Did you ever have asthma growing up?
No.
Thank I was God. Told I did.
Really?
Yeah, my pediatrician made me run a couple laps and then go up and down the steps. And he's like, yeah, you're going to need an inhaler. I'm like, really? Okay.
You were like, I thought I was going to the doctor, not boot camp. He's like, drop down, give me 20. You're like,
yeah,
it was
crazy.
No.
So I had to have an inhaler when I played soccer.
Did you use it?
Yeah, it had like
he's
one
like,
of those
no shot.
Big chambers at the end. But like when I was sitting the bench, I'd pass it down. Everybody on the team would take a hit.
Take a little huff.
Yeah, we would. Interesting. We're asking the question this morning. What is the one physical trait that's an automatic no when it comes to dating someone? And let's be clear. Everyone's got a line. For some people, it's height. Others, it's teeth or weird toes. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Will be.
Where's the line between being honest about attraction and then being extremely judgmental? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. We're asking the question this morning, what is the one physical trait that's an automatic nope when it comes to dating someone? And let's be clear. Everyone's got a line.
Everyone does have a line. And if you cross that line, there it could be the point of no return.
For that's true. For some people, it's height. Others, it's teeth. Weird toes. Some are missing a nipple. What is it for you? Be honest. What's the one physical trait that's an automatic no when it comes to dating? For me, I don't like gigantic eyelashes or bad skin. Or if they happen to have like an extra limb growing out their neck vertically. That too can be an automatic
no. To be specific. He goes, I've had trauma with that in the past.
I'm not trying to be very... And you know, I'm not a very picky guy either.
That is not true.
What are you rattled about?
You are.
I know what I like. I know what I don't like. But you know what they say. It's very important to know what you don't want before you know what you want. We have Tracy on the line. Before I get to her, what's a trait for you that's an automatic no?
So my big two is teeth.
Teeth is big, yeah.
If you have jack-o'-lantern teeth, I'm so good.
Or the baby shark teeth that could, yeah,
I'm thinking of one person specifically, and bad eyebrows. If
oh,
you have
yeah.
a unibrow, I'm so good. I'll pass.
Or the McDonald's arch. But, you know, speaking...
If you have a McDonald's arch or a unibrow, it's going to be a no for me, dog.
You know, people, it's just personal preference. Me, I know we've talked about this before. If you're all gums, I like a beautiful smile. But if it's all gums and no teeth, eh.
It's giving My Little Pony. Yeah, for sure.
Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Hi.
What's the one trait in a person when you're dating that is an automatic absolutely not?
See ya.
Okay, listen. I already know I'm going to catch heat for this one. But I refuse to date a guy with a fat belly. Like, I just can't.
Pot belly Peter.
Oh, my God.
You're totally not into a guy with a fat belly, and I'm sure you maybe most likely speak for a lot of people, but go ahead. Tell us why.
No. So, he could be charming, rich, have a PhD in emotional intelligence, but if your stomach jiggles when you laugh, I'm out.
What do you want? Do you prefer a six pack, or do you just not want one of those basketball tummies?
I don't want a basketball tummy. And some of these guys are just too young and are so young that they have a basketball for a stomach. And I don't get it. It's just, I just don't understand it. Why is your stomach like that? And who are you actually trying to sleep with? You're not going to put your stomach on my back. Oh my God. I can't.
I'm so, wow. Okay.
Where is it going to go? I can't.
I'm trying to envision the stomach. Is it they could be wearing a fake pregnancy bump type of bump? Or is it
Yeah, you ever see even some of the really.
Matter.
They're really old.
No, not even. Right? You ever see really thin guys? And they just have this really big.
Why? Why
tummy?
Do they have that?
You know,
how does that even happen?
Genetics.
And what are they gonna do with it?
Probably drinking, not eating great.
Yeah, that is true.
They look like they're 4 months and 6 months, and then you have the jiggly one.
All right, so
that's
Tracy,
all right.
I'll put you down, Tracy, for a physical trait. That's a no.
No basketball stomach.
Appreciate you calling in.
Wait, no, I have one more.
Of course you do.
What else could you possibly say?
I actually have a few, but...
All right, give me one more.
All right, any guy who has no upper lip is also a deal breaker for me.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, this is a real one for me. If you don't have an upper lip, I'm sorry, I can't. If your lip disappears when you smile, it's giving thumb with teeth, and, I don't want a man with a full face.
It's giving what?
Thumb with teeth.
Thumb with teeth?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. It looks like...
I love them in Spy Kids.
A thumb with teeth. That's what they look like when they have no upper lip.
Yes.
Okay.
I need a man with a full face, not one where his nose just drops straight into his mouth. I've got standards, and I just don't mean to sound mean, and I'm sorry, but I don't know what's worse, that belly
Trace.
Or no lip.
You like what you like, you know?
Yes,
Let me throw an audible here for 1 second. If... you were to go out with a guy, what do you think one trait or personal thing about you would be that they might not like?
You personally.
My attitude.
No, I want to know physically.
Oh, physically?
You be honest, Tracy. You got a basketball tummy?
Yeah, you
gotta
be honest.
Not at all.
Go ahead. Tell. What is it? I hear crickets right now. Tell us what it is.
Because I'm trying to think. I'm just...
Perfect.
I'm not perfect, but I'm almost.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. You can't think of one thing.
Probably my knees, my not knees or something. I don't know.
You're okay. This is where I end the call. That was ridiculous.
She's grasping at straws.
Your knees. That's what you came up with? Come on, Tracy. Don't make me laugh.
Oh my gosh.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Good day.
I'm dead.
Okay. She's a trip.
She's a fun one. For
all
sure.
Right, guys, let's get to some of your messages that are just pouring in right now.
Okay, this person says a man with skinny girl hands is an absolute turn off.
You know they're not giving a firm handshake. You know that. Amy says, I once dated a guy who didn't have a chin. It was just missing, and I don't know where it went, but I was really turned off. Marcus was listening to the call and says, hey, what's up, guys? I'm 5'6", so apparently I'm an automatic no for half of Rochester women. But, hey, if any women listening have no upper lip, maybe we can struggle through life together. Okay.
Imagine kissing.
Julie, speaking of hands, Julie says, anyone with short thumbs?
Yeah.
Carly says, I can't date anyone with really dirty fingernails. It's an automatic no.
Have you ever seen someone with a toe thumb?
Yeah. I think that's a condition.
Really? I thought it was just genetic.
Well, like the alien fingers? Like where the thumbs are really big?
Their thumb is like, it's not a square. It's more of like a rectangle.
It's rounder. Yeah. I think that's a condition. Yeah. Moose and Breezy, it's Mario. What's up, ladies? Say dad bods are gross, but the same ones begging for cuddles when it's cold out. You can't have it both ways. Also, Tracy is wild for that no lip comment. Yeah.
People, I thought dad bods were back in. No? I can't keep up.
The dad bods are back in. It's summer. It's the one thing I don't want. Do I have a dad bod?
I don't
know.
Be
honest.
I mean, listen, we just did the weigh-in a couple weeks ago. And you were thriving. You were down 20 pounds. But, I mean, we haven't checked in since then, so.
That was 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
98PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now. Doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
Let them rip, people. 585-252-9800 to clear the air. If you got something you need to get off your chest, let's hear it. Let's pretend there's no FCC this morning.
Let freedom ring.
All right. Who do we have here first, Breeze? Let's get over to our girl, Olivia. And good morning, guys. I'm sorry, but my kids come first. So if we're friends and you don't adjust your schedule around nap time, that's on you, not me. There, I said it. Olivia sounds like she'd be a tough person to be friends with.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
That's a hot take indeed.
My kids come first. Kelsey says, anyone who says age is just a number, those are usually the same people dating someone way too young for them. There, I said it.
True. Very
yeah,
true.
You're not wrong about that.
Bill
Belichick.
This person says Jeep ducking is stupid. There, I said it. I don't get it. I don't understand the whole ducky thing.
Nobody has answered my question yet. When it comes to Jeeps, where's the correlation between Jeep and duck? Who started that trend? I told you that my buddy, obsessed with his Jeep, loves his Jeep.
Obsessed.
We got pulled over one time by a cop on a motorcycle.
I love this story.
Okay. He pulls up beside us, tells us to pull over. My buddy refuses to pull over. I'm like, what are you doing? Pull over. Finally pulls over, and the cop comes and goes, why didn't you stop? And he goes, I'm sorry, officer. I honestly thought you were trying to take a picture of my Jeep. How delusional can you be?
I love a man who lives in delusion. It's so good. This person says the skip intro button is ruining TV shows. There, I said it. I think it's preference. It really comes down to preference.
I hit that skip intro a lot.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do I have to watch the same thing over and over again? Like, come on. It's not that deep.
What's up, Tina? If your truck is jacked up so high that you need a stepladder to get in, then congratulations on having a small peepee. There, I said it. Oh, what a time to have a jacked up truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jack that truck up.
How do you pick up a date with something like that? You think any woman's going to be impressed by a truck that big?
Right.
Here's a step stool.
Here's a step stool. Hop on. Mine for today is this. I'm really sick to my stomach over the fact that Bermuda shorts are back. There, I said it.
What are they?
Cancel Bermuda shorts.
What's a Bermuda short? Oh, she's coming over.
They, like, go down to here.
Oh, they're long, past the kneecap.
Yeah, and they're like, right above the kneecap. And
right.
They're normally, like, patterned, like, patchwork. They're disgusting.
I don't know what they are. What is Bermuda shorts, people? I have no idea.
They're like, basically skinny jeans, but short version.
Okay, I feel like I can rock that, to be quite honest with you.
No, I don't think
I just love the flexibility of it all. You know what I mean? I love a good pair of pants where you could do... total splits in them. Brett says, not to be rude this morning, but if you don't lift, your opinion on literally anything doesn't really matter to me.
Oh my God.
I only respect people who respect their bodies. There, I said it.
Yikes.
You people are like on fire today. What's going on?
I sent you a Bermuda short if you want to go check it out. This person says, stop normalizing credit card debt. It's not normal. There, I said it.
No, it's not normal. And by the way, Bermuda shorts are for women, not men. Men don't wear this.
I actually have seen men wear them, but they're just tight.
Not for me.
It's not it.
I'll do a pair of chinos. I'll do the rolled up khakis. No problem.
Chinos?
Oh, yeah.
What's a chino?
Chinos are like what I typically wear. Like those pants. Those are chinos.
The exposed ankle.
Yeah. Let's go over to Big Ed, most toxic man in Rochester. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Haven't spoken to you in a while. Also, I haven't spoken to my wife in years. I thought it would be rude to interrupt her. This guy. All right, Big Ed, you get one for today. That's it, buddy.
Yeah,
have a good morning.
Don't push it.
Liz says, men who don't know how to fix a car shouldn't be allowed to date. It's called survival skills. There, I said it. Oh. You want to know what else is a survival skill? Knowing how to make a meal from scratch.
That is true. That is true.
All right, Breeze, let's get to a couple more.
A couple more for today. Sharon's here. She says, I honestly think that painting your nails is a waste of time. There, I said it. Raw dog it. It's more feminine, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
Okay. Sharon, whatever your name is. Being obsessed with working out, protein powder, and calories is unsexy and self-centered. There, I said it.
We're talking to you this morning, Brett. Thanks for weighing in.
This person says, gatekeeping your hobby, especially if it's niche, is 100% justifiable. There, I said it. I don't need to tell everybody everything that I do. So what? They can go get on board and take all of it away from me? No, thank you.
Mine's not really a hot take today, but I'm going to say it anyways. Okay. If you do buy a pair of jeans, you only need to wash them like maybe once or twice every 4 to 5 months. You know what I mean?
We already talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, but it wasn't for there I said it.
Stupid.
People wash their jeans constantly, like once a week. You don't need to do it. The same way you don't need to wash your hair every day.
It's not about the cleanliness. It's about the fact that your jeans get stretched out and they don't fit you the same. That's what it's about. Not that I wear jeans. I'm not like...
Never seen you in a pair in my life.
Topic for me, but...
All right, let me get over to our friend here. This is Stacy. She says, if a guy takes me to a restaurant where I have to park my own car, I'm leaving. Bare minimum is valet. There, I said it. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Queen.
Bougie this morning. Are we not? Who valets in this city? Oh, Bronca.
That's because there's nowhere to park.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
When you're...
It's your birthday.
Our sweet, sweet Ida Agnello, the oldest living person in Monroe County, celebrated her 108th birthday this past weekend. Can we give her a what?
Oh my gosh. Not a shout out.
She is at the Baywind Senior Living Center in Webster, and she says it's like a world opened up, a whole new world opened up because I'm 108, and it's just, I still can't fathom that I'm 108. While her actual birthday was Saturday, she got to enjoy the company of her family, including her seven great-grandchildren, as well as a full-out parade from the local first responders. Oh, it's a big deal. How does somebody live that long? What genetics, what DNA do you have?
Right.
Where you're just like, yeah, not only am I going to get to 100, I'm going to keep on going, you know, and to just stay with it. It's really impressive. Mm-hmm. We got to wish our girl, Ida Agnello, very, very happy 108th birthday.
Yes.
It was so sad because I so badly wanted my grandma. Remember, she passed away last March. To hit her 100th birthday.
She was 99?
She was 99, and my grandma passed 4 weeks short of her 100th birthday. And because, you know, I so badly wanted her to be on the Smucker's Jam Jar.
I know.
I'm like, and she also, when you hit 100 years old, you get a letter from the president.
What?
Yeah. At the time, it would have been Biden. I don't think she would care, you know? Because my grandma was kind of starting to get to a point where she's a little in and out of it.
Yeah.
But it would have been so great if she made it to her 100th. But she did live a long, fulfilling life. And
Gramps.
Ida, we wish you the happiest of birthdays, queen. Mm-hmm. Keep on thriving. Coming up on the show, if your kid snuck out of the house at 1 a.m., are you grounding them or are you doing something a little more extreme? Because Kelly from Greece says she's being called crazy for how she handled this situation after finding out her daughter snuck out of her bedroom window in the middle of the night last weekend. We'll read you her message and hear what you guys think coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
I'm Ross Cillino.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Take a listen to the message we got from a very tired, confused mom. She says, I'm writing in because honestly, I need to know if I'm the crazy one here or if the world has just completely lost its mind. That's Kelly from Greece. And she says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Would love if you would share my message. My 15-year-old daughter snuck out of the house last weekend. Full-on movie scene, climbing out the window at midnight while I'm asleep. Meeting up with God knows who, doing God knows what. And I only found out because her best friend's mom called me in a panic after seeing some stories on Instagram. When I confronted her, grounded her, and took her phone away, my own sister, her aunt, had the audacity to tell me I'm overreacting and killing her social life. Apparently, sneaking out is just what teenagers do, and I should trust her. Trust? She climbed out the window and ran the streets at 1 a.m. Meanwhile, half my friends who are women are saying I should have called the cops on her to scare her straight. The other half are saying if I lock her down too hard, she'll just rebel even more. And of course, her dad, my ex, thinks it's all my fault for being too strict. Am I paranoid, overprotective? Am I a control freak? Or is sneaking out still considered a big deal? Because from where I'm sitting, it feels like no one's parenting anymore. Thanks for any advice for those who hear this. That's Kelly from Greece.
Sneaking out is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like, obviously, yes, kids will be kids and they'll do what they need to do. But at the same time, like, that is not okay because they could put themselves in harm's way.
We've had this conversation a few times on the show. I've never snuck out of the house when I was a teenager. Breezy, I'm pretty sure you sneak out all the time.
I used to, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't put money on that.
I stayed sneaking.
Yeah, 585-252-9800. We'll get to some of your messages already coming in. Before that, what door did you use to sneak out or window? Basement, front door.
It wasn't like that. It was just I went out the door.
That's it?
My parents were sleeping. It's not like
no alarm.
I wasn't going anywhere. I was just going to the neighbor's house. It's not like I was
Hey, you're full of it. All right, guys, what would you do in this situation? Kelly from Greece finds out her 15-year-old daughter snuck out the house last weekend, right out the window at midnight, and just ran the streets. So first person weighing in is our boy Matt here, who says, guys, I did worse at 15 and turned out just fine. Let the girl live a little. I think we all snuck out when we were younger. It's a rite of passage. It's not a felony. Mm. Yeah, not all, well, like I said, not all of us did it. I was too worried about the repercussions. I still am.
You really still are. Still to this day.
I don't know. My father scared me straight. Heather says, I snuck out once and my mom met me at the door holding a Bible and a belt.
Oh.
Those are two very interesting things to be holding.
Very. Couldn't be more interesting.
Yes.
If I do say so myself.
Old school. Kara says she should have called the cops and changed the Wi-Fi password. Kids don't need friends. They need fear. And parents stop putting the fear into their children. That came in from Kara. What were the consequences for you? You can't tell me you got away with it every single time. There's no way.
No, I did.
You never got punished for sneaking out?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I ever really got caught. I mean, I got caught sneaking people in, but not sneaking out.
You got caught sneaking people into your house at all hours of the night.
Correct. And I lost my privileges to get my to go take my driver's test.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So that got pushed back quite some time.
Let's 585.
This is so unfair.
252-9800. If you guys want to weigh in, we have Lynn here that says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I've been there, and my oldest snuck out at 16. And yeah, I called the cops on my own kid. He hated me for about a year. Now he thanks me because half his friends ended up with records. Do what you have to do, Mom."
I mean,
I think it's a big deal if you sneak out.
It is a huge deal because you just don't know what could happen. And the worst part is that you don't know where your child is. So if you do get a call like that, you're like, wait, I thought they were in bed sleeping.
I mean, you got to be a heavy sleeper to not hear anyone leave the house.
Or you could just be a very quiet person.
That could be wrong. I mean, there are some people who have their bedrooms on the first floor.
Correct.
The parents are upstairs.
Correct.
The other thing, too, is a lot of teenagers today, even then, I have friends in high school. You're not just sneaking out the window and walking through the neighborhood. You're jumping in a car with God knows who.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where things can get a little dicey.
Audrey says, my daughter snuck out to hang with friends. Turned out it was a 22-year-old guy she met online. No, I wouldn't trust your daughter either. No thanks. Parents need to wake up. Audrey wrote all of that in caps.
Wake up, people.
So it is a big deal. I don't think you're paranoid at all, Kelly. I think you have every right to be concerned. I think it's crazy your sister's the one telling you that you need to chill out.
That's surprising to me. Did she specify if her sister has kids or not?
Nope.
Well, that.
No, she did not. Let me get over to Kelsey really quick, and she says, hey, guys, real talk this morning. Sneaking out at 15 is a big deal in my opinion. It's not just teen drama. It's about safety, boundaries, and trust. And the fact that your daughter climbed out a window in the middle of the night without you knowing and with zero idea who she was with or where she was going, I think that's serious. The stakes are just too high in today's world to brush it off as normal teen behavior.
Right.
So what can you do moving forward, Kelly? My opinion, whatever the consequences are, keep those. But also, I would have a real conversation to get to know why. Was it peer pressure? Was it a crush?
Right.
Was she bored?
What is the motive?
Attention seeking? You got to understand the reason. Because the reason could absolutely help with probably keeping her from doing it again this Friday night.
She's like, see ya.
You know what I mean?
See ya.
And there are some ruthless teenagers where you can punish her all day long for this, and they'll do it again 48 hours later.
Correct.
It's like, wow, you are really not scared of your parents.
Not at all.
Couldn't fathom.
I mean, we've heard of some kids who will get in trouble, and then they'll just be like, whatever. These things happen, and just continue on with whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah, I'll get to one more by Jean, who says, set a new boundary and make the consequences clear and consistent, because the goal is not to control her life. It's to teach her how to manage, you know, having freedom, responsibility.
And they could get themselves into a really dangerous situation, and I think that's something that you need to drive home.
Yeah, I'm sure it's every parents' worst nightmare, seeing their kid end up on the 6 o'clock news.
Right.
We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow. Kelly, good luck with that conversation. Appreciate the message.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. 92 for the high today with plenty of sun. It's going to be hot today, so stay cool. This is actually really funny in so many different ways, but also devastating for the person going through it.
Yeah, no, I would be absolutely heartbroken if this happened to me.
Talk about ruining.
Like it could.
Talk about ruining a proposal, an engagement.
Oh, you guys, obviously wedding season is among us. People are getting engaged left and right on my Instagram. And I'm just like, when will it be my turn? You know, but
it's constantly wondering when you're going to get your flowers
sooner rather than later. I hope because there has been visits to stores. Let's just put it that way. Okay. To try on rings, pick out rings, all of the things. So coming soon. Stay tuned. But this story stuck with me because I could literally see this happening to me. I could, 100%. When you are talking about rings with your significant other and planning out an engagement or a proposal, I think it's very important to make that be like a group effort, a collaborative thing. Because if you get your partner something that they don't want or that isn't their style, or you might think it's their style, and then they're like, cool, I don't know why you got me a pear-shaped diamond when I literally wanted a circular diamond.
Pear-shaped. It's not the clarity I wanted.
No, literally. And that's a lot of money to be spending on an oopsie. You know what I mean? So I think it's a collaborative effort. But it can get tricky there when you go to a jeweler together and you're picking things out, you're talking, you're planning, and the jeweler knows both of your names. They know you as a couple.
Don't know how this woman had her email on file, but let me play this audio clip for you real quick. And let us know, 585-252-9800 after you hear it. Have you ever accidentally ruined a surprise? Most of us have. We've been guilty of that. Here's the audio from the woman who found out she was getting engaged.
That evening, on his way home, I received an email at about 6:30, and it just came across the top of my phone as just Gmail. And in that email was 3 photos of my engagement ring. Was not going to say anything to Michael. I was going to take the secret to my grave.
Did she take it to the grave with her?
No, she took it to TikTok.
She took it right to TikTok, and this video absolutely blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, now Michael knows too.
So essentially, I mean, she goes on to say, like, obviously she told him and everything, but essentially the jeweler reached out to her and sent her a confirmation or a receipt or a follow-up or whatever the case may be, and she saw her ring before and knew that it was in possession and bought before she was ever proposed to.
Correct. They ended up sending a follow-up email apologizing to this woman. But then she got another email, which basically was a confirmation on when Michael, her soon-to-be fiancé, picked up the ring. So now she knows when she's most likely going to get engaged as well.
Yeah.
Because all of it was confirmed. So it's just one bad email after the other. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just shut your phone off? Start opening Gmail.
It's your fault.
Well, stop opening Gmail.
It's your fault for opening Gmail. She's like,
I just clicked on it.
I have a job with emails. But I think that when it comes down to a surprise as big as a proposal, there are so many moving parts. And especially if the person that you're proposing to wants other people involved or a specific place, like, it's a hard secret to keep. But I feel as if you love your person as much as you say you do or as much as you put out there, you want them to be surprised.
Yeah.
So that's where it gets so hard and tricky in doing so. I'm very curious to know if there was anyone else who has maybe gone through something similar with a jeweler specifically. So, for example, when my girlfriend and I were going to look at rings and picking out stuff, the jeweler was like, and I'll call you when it's all ready to go. And I'll call you when we get your prototype in or whatever it is. And she said that to me. And my girlfriend was like, you're going to call me.
Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah.
Call me.
Why are you calling both?
Don't call.
The only time I really ever truly ruined
also,
a surprise.
Use your head.
Yeah. This was, I don't know, a few years back. I was still in California. And my friend Wendy was having her birthday. Her husband called me and was like, Moose, I need you to do me a huge favor and pick up the cake. But don't be late because I'm bringing Wendy to the restaurant at this time. I said, yeah, I got it. No problem. Custom made cake. Breezy was beautiful. Beautiful cake.
Gorgeous.
Well, I got to the place late to pick up the cake. I'm like, no problem. I'm on time. I'm going to beat him to the restaurant. We're totally good. As I get out of my car and I'm walking in, by the way, this cake was like two tier. So it wasn't boxed. Right. But I was walking in with the cake while they were pulling into the parking lot, and they're both looking at me, and now he's pissed. She knew exactly what was going on. It was a surprise birthday for her, and I showed up two seconds too late. I ruined
You're
the whole
classic.
Thing. Ruined
You're
the whole
an
entire
absolute
thing.
Classic. Similar thing happened to me when my cousin was – she had just gotten engaged, and we were down in Long Island for a surprise engagement party, and she's walking in the restaurant, and – we're pulling up in the Uber, and I'm like, do a lap. She doesn't know we're in Long Island. Why
no
would
idea.
We be in Long Island? You know what I mean? So, yeah. Didn't ruin it, thank God.
Good morning, guys. I accidentally CC'd my boss on a surprise retirement party email thread. He replied with, should I bring chips? The whole thing was blown. Yeah. It's hard sometimes to keep surprises. And then some of you just constantly put your foot in your mouth. So,
as a jeweler, though, you need to use your head and think, hey, maybe we should double, triple, and cross-check our references and who we're supposed to be reaching out to for this. As big of a surprise as a proposal is, that's not something you want on your shoulder.
And this is exactly why a guy should go ring shopping alone.
No.
Get an idea of what maybe she likes, sure, if she doesn't like surprises. And then go there, and the only information you give them is the information that belongs to you. They don't need her name, her email, her phone number, none of that. What's the point?
You just start giving them aliases. So her name's Rebecca. She lives in Wisconsin. They're like, that's not true at all.
This is the best text yet from Marcus this morning. My dad sent a group text that said, she said yes, except he sent it to my girlfriend instead of the family. Surprise proposal, rune. it's the absolute best.
So tough.
So you getting engaged soon or what?
Could be. Stay tuned.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Relationship benefit.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2007 film Closer, starring Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, and of course, Jude Law. Before we get to Breezy's review on the film, we got to get to a clip of us acting out the scene from the movie yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen.
Why didn't you just tell me the second you walked through the door?
I was scared.
You're a coward, you spoiled tramp. How was the sex? Was it good? Just answer the question, Anna. Is he better than me?
Yes.
Better than me?
Different.
What does that mean?
He's more gentle.
What's that mean? I treat you like a whore? The only reason you are leaving me is because you think you don't deserve happiness, but you do, Anna. You do. Did you even love me?
Yes. Oh my God, yes, I did. Why does this seem so hard to believe? I can't do this anymore.
And cut. All right. Way to give it your all this morning. Really appreciate that. Thank you, Breezy. All right. You absolutely crushed that. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well did we do?
Like an 8.
I'll take it. Here's the breakdown. If you haven't seen Closer, Alice, Natalie Portman, is an American stripper who moved to London. She meets Jude Law's character on the street, and while looking at him, a taxi hits her. After taking her to the hospital, they begin, starts to date Alice. A year later, Dan, who has written a novel about Alice, is bored. He starts flirting with photographer Anna, who's Julia Roberts, pretending to be her in a chat room. He leads dermatologist Larry, who plays Clive Owen, to an accidental meeting with Anna. As the years pass, both relationships disintegrate. There is nothing you're going to understand from that breakdown, so you might as well just watch the movie.
Literally nothing.
Rotten Tomatoes scored this 67%, which was pretty low, if you ask me.
You guys, this movie was, like, obviously over 20 years old. It came out in 2004, and, like, honestly...
It came out in 2004.
I'm looking at it right now. Unless we watch a different movie.
It's a possibility.
Which is really tough.
But regardless, we just want to know if the movie held up.
So...
Come on, Breeze.
Here's the situation. People's lives and relationships are messy, and that is obvious. This movie was messy. It was old. There was a lot of accents. You know I hate accents.
Sure.
I mean, but I think when it comes down to it, this is where Swingers originated from.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just bouncing partners back and forth. This was a love, not triangle, square. This was a love square.
Right.
And I think one of my favorite parts was him catfishing. Him catfishing Larry.
There was a lot of catfishing going on in the film.
There's a lot of catfishing, which obviously you know is right up my alley. So I was obsessed with that part. The strippers of it all, not great. It seemed like they were being mistreated, in my opinion. And I don't know. I thought Dan was a pretty bad guy.
Not a fan of Dan. So overall, did the movie hold up?
I would say yes. I mean, this is still happening to this day.
Sure is.
21 years later. And also...
You don't even have love squares or love triangles anymore. You have love octagons.
No, literally. And people are doing it by choice.
Yeah.
That's just called poly. Yeah, I think that the whole movie was a little hard to follow, in my opinion. A lot of sex, a lot of strippers, a lot of deception with the chat rooms and the sex rooms and all that stuff.
Chat rooms were huge in 2004, you guys.
Yeah, that was my biggest throwback moment, I think, was just the chat room of it all, because that was how people communicated. And honestly, it was like the closest thing a normal person will get to like the dark web.
So we know your least favorite character in the film Closer was Dan. Favorite?
You know, I like Julia Roberts' character. I thought she did a good job. And Julia Roberts, like, she doesn't age. She doesn't miss.
When you have that much money, Breezy, you don't have to age. You know what I mean?
She looks great.
They have people for that. Let's go over to your favorite scene in the entire film.
Let's see. I think our scene was great. Also, the ending scene was very poetic. The don't walk signal.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the strip clubs of it all, looking at those and seeing what they looked like, not only back in the day, but also in London. Interesting.
Very risque. And Natalie Portman absolutely crushed that scene.
Yes.
We are reviewing Breezy's Big Movie Review, the film from 2004, Closer, with Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, and Jude Law. Breezy, your best throwback moment in the film, you said, was what?
The chat rooms.
The chat rooms, yes, of course, which we all used.
OG catfishing.
A lot of catfishing going on. Oh, by the way, what was your who's your absolute favorite character? Julia Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Out of five popcorn buckets, Breezy.
It was a little hard to follow, so that's going to obviously reflect the score. But out of five popcorn buckets, I'm giving the 2004 movie Closer with an all-star cast a 3-1.
I for sure thought you were going to go with 1-8 today.
I know.
That really went above my expectations.
We love a shocking twist.
If you haven't seen it, would you recommend?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was long and hard to follow, and there was a lot of accents, but it was good.
98PXY is free.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, welcome back to the show. Where's the line between being honest about attraction and being extremely judgmental? 585-252-9800. We're asking the question this morning, what is the one physical trait that's an automatic nope when it comes to dating someone? And let's be clear, everyone's got a line. Ain't that right, Breeze?
Everyone has a line, Moosey.
For some people, it's height, teeth, weird toes. What is
weird
it for
toes.
You? I don't know. Everyone's got something. What's the one physical trait that's an automatic no? I don't like gigantic eyelashes or bad skin. Mm-hmm. Or if they have a limb growing vertically from the forehead, that too can be an automatic no. I'm not a very picky guy, though. I just know what I like. I know what I don't like.
Absolutely.
Breezy, I have Tracy on the line, but before I get to her, what's a trait for you that's an automatic no?
Mine are just like so cosmetic in the sense of if you have bad teeth, it's a hard no for me. Like lack of braces, Invisalign, or brushing.
Sure.
And... eyebrows are important to me, too. So if you have a unibrow or the golden arches, we're going to have to...
The golden arches. Yeah. Right. 2002. I love it. Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Hi.
What's the one trait in a person when you're dating that is an automatic absolutely not?
See ya.
Okay, listen. I already know I'm going to catch heat for this one. But I refuse to date a guy with a fat belly. Like, I just can't.
Pot belly Peter.
Oh, my God.
You're totally not into a guy with a fat belly, and I'm sure you maybe most likely speak for a lot of people, but go ahead. Tell us why.
No. So, like, he could be charming, rich, have a PhD in emotional intelligence, but if your stomach jiggles when you laugh, like, I'm out. Like... Yeah.
What do you want? Do you prefer like a six pack or do you just not want one of those like basketball tummies?
I don't want a basketball tummy. And some of these guys are just too young and are like so young that they have a basketball for a stomach. And like, I don't get it. It's just, I just don't understand it. Like, why is your stomach like that? And who are you actually trying to sleep with? Like, you're not. Going to like put your stomach on my back. Oh my God. Like, not, no, I can't.
I'm so, wow. Okay.
Right.
Like, where is it going to go? I can't.
I'm trying to envision the stomach. Like, is it like they could be wearing a fake pregnancy bump type of bump, or is it like...
Yeah, you ever see even like some of the really...
It doesn't matter.
Like they're really old?
No, not even. Like you ever see really thin guys and they just have this really big...
Why do they have that?
You know...
How does that even happen?
Genetics.
And what are they going to do with it? Yeah.
Probably drinking, not eating great.
Yeah, that is true.
They look like they're 4 months and... 6 months, and then you have the jiggly one.
All right, so Tracy, I'll put you down, Tracy, for a physical trait that's a no.
No basketball stomach.
Appreciate you calling in.
Wait. No, I have one more.
Like, of course. Of course you do.
What else could you possibly say?
I actually have a few, but...
All right, give me one more.
All right. Any guy who has no upper lip is also a deal breaker for me. Like,
oh, my God.
I mean... Yeah, this is a real one for me. Like, if you don't have an upper lip, like, I'm sorry, I can't. Like, if your lip disappears when you smile, it's giving thumb with teeth. And, like, I don't want a man with a full face.
It's
like,
giving what?
Thumb with teeth.
Thumb with teeth?
That's... Yes.
Okay, so yes. It looks like...
I love them in Spy Kids.
A thumb with teeth. That's what they look like when they have no upper lip.
Yes.
Okay.
I need a man with a full face, not one where his nose... just drop straight into his mouth. Like, I've got standards, and I just don't mean to sound mean, and I'm sorry, but I don't know what's worse, that belly
Trace,
or no lip.
Like, you like what you like, you know?
Yeah,
let me throw an audible here for 1 second. If you were to go out with a guy, what do you think one trait or personal thing about you would be that they might not like?
You personally.
My attitude.
No, I want to know physically.
Oh, physically?
You got, be honest, Tracy. You got a basketball tummy?
Yeah, you
got to
be honest.
Not at all. Go ahead. Tell. What is it? I hear crickets right now. Tell us what it is.
Because I'm trying to think. Like, I'm just.
Do that perfect.
I'm not perfect, but, like, I'm almost.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. You can't think of one thing.
Probably like my knees, like my not knees or something. I don't know.
You're okay. This is where I end the call. That was ridiculous.
She's grasping at straws.
Your knees. That's what you came up with? Come on, Tracy. Don't make me laugh.
Oh my gosh.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Good day.
I'm dead. What goes on here? What goes on here? Okay, whatever. Tracy was smoking that good stuff this morning.
It's early, too. Amy says, I once dated a guy who didn't have a chin. It was just missing, and I don't know where it went, but I was really turned off. All right. Some of you, when you see somebody, what's your automatic, nope, I'm not interested? Carly says, I can't date anyone with really dirty fingernails. It's just an automatic no for me. Julie says, anyone with short thumbs. Short thumbs.
Short thumbs.
A lot of women don't like a guy with very tiny hands either. They've expressed that time and time again.
Right.
A really Girl tiny hands. Hand sometimes equals a weak handshake.
Right.
Moose and Breezy, it's Mario. What's up? Ladies say dad bods are gross, but be the same ones begging for cuddles when it's cold out. Can't have it both ways. Also, Tracy is wild for that no lip comment.
She was loving it. She yes. was loving it. Wow. Trace, I mean, I get it. And this begs the question of what is preference and what is just being judgy?
Yeah, Tracy has no problem telling a guy what she's not into. But where's the line between being honest about your type and being straight up judgmental? Because saying no fat bellies is one thing, but no upper lips, that's pretty specific.
That is very specific.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.